Jay McClure of the Hugoton FFA chapter in Kansas works for the family farm, producing $1.2 million of forage crops in 7 irrigated cycles in 2021, and has recently been declared the winner of the forage production proficiency. Jay, how does it feel to be the winner?
Well, feels honored, to be honest with you. I've never been to the convention before, so this is a first and a good first way to do it.
Absolutely is. What was it like being up there on stage in front of thousands of people with thousands of people cheering you on?
Felt good and, like I said, honored and kind of nervous, but we got through it, so.
I'm sure. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about your proficiency a little bit?
So my proficiency award is in forage production, and we are in southwest Kansas where it's very arid and dry climate. We do alfalfa, BMR, and oat hay, and sell it to local dairies and ranchers. We do sell some outside of the state into the eastern states. Arkansas, Kentucky are just a few of them we sold to, and we've sold some to Missouri, primarily on the alfalfa. Most of the oat hay and BMR stays local for the feeders, and then we deal a lot with local dairies direct from our farm to the dairy farm. That way there's no middleman taking his cut on things. And all of our forage is irrigated under center pivots, and we do 5 cuttings of alfalfa every year on a good year. Most years are good. This last year's been really tough because we haven't had our normal rainfall. You know, our average is 14 inches a year, and I think we've got maybe 6 since January. And so we're pretty dry right now, but it's been a good year for baling high quality forage.
That's a great overview of what you do here on your farm. What does it look like in some of the day-to-day tasks that you are responsible for?
So day-to-day, we also have a corn production side and Milo and sunflowers and some soybeans, but I primarily focus on the hay side of things. And typical morning, you'd start off getting the rake crew going and then going around checking wells, and then maybe go in the afternoon, take a nap for a couple hours, and get ready to start up about 9 o'clock at night, fire up the steamer and go bale a circle of alfalfa, which is 125 acres. We try to bale 125 acres every day for about 2 weeks straight. Not every day, but every other day. We try to space it out, so if there is a weather event, it's not such a dramatic challenge to get to the next circle.
So it's not rare for you to be baling by moonlight. Why is it that you start at such a late time?
So like I said, we're in a very arid climate. During the day, it could be 110 degrees and wind blowing 15 to 20 miles an hour. Humidity anywhere from 10 to 20% on the high side. And in the evening, that's when the dew comes up and the temperatures cool off. And we have a steamer on the front of the baler that allows us to start in the evening. Or sometimes you might not be able to go till between 5 and 7 a.m. and only get 2 hours a day. And with that steamer allows us to, I generally like to start about 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening and bale till, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning and be done and go home and get ready and get everybody going again the next day.
There's no doubt that you're a great manager and that you know your stuff. You've put a lot of hard work, but I'm sure that you've had some help along the way. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank my dad and my FFA advisor for helping me get this far through the FFA program, and all the older gentlemen that have gave me knowledge on forage production, because our farm didn't have a single acre of alfalfa on it till 8 years ago, and then we started putting in circles of alfalfa on our sandy ground, and we needed a lot of help and advice along the way. And I guess my proficiency started 5 years ago, and that's when we took everything over and got rid of the custom guys and did all the baling and swathing and raking and stacking and everything ourselves. The only thing we don't do ourselves is tarping. That's it. We do everything else. Haul it, everything. I'd also like to thank my mom for helping me get through all the bookwork of things on the FFA side of things.
Well, much appreciation goes to them from Jay McClure of the Hugoton FFA chapter in Kansas, recent winner of the Forage Production Proficiency. Jay, thank you and congratulations once again.
Yes, thank you very much.
This is Adam Loker reporting for National FFA.